Hallelujah.
Can we all stretch our heads towards them, towards our hands, towards the team? Possibly if you can just find someone and just lay your hand on their shoulder. Can you guys stand up, the Tri-Cities team? We'd love to minister to you now. The ministry team, can you just, even if it's the laying of the hand on the shoulder, to each and every one of them. Let's just bless them with faith, with strength, with grace, with favor, that the Lord may continue to strengthen them in the faith, continue to strengthen them in the grace, and even in the power of His might. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you for a people that are inspired by your Spirit. It's our prayer that they will live in the Spirit, that they will live by faith, that they will live in the truth, in the fear of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that your goodness and your mercy follows them. I pray, Lord, that you'll cause them to be strong in you and even in the power of your might. I pray today that they will commit their ways continually unto you. I also pray that they will continue to delight themselves in you, because your word says that when we delight ourselves in you, you will grant us the desires of our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that their desires will be in line with your very own desires. Thank you, Lord, for a people that are full of love, full of goodness, filled with the knowledge of your will. And I pray, Lord, that you'll take them from one level of strength to another, from faith to faith, and from glory to glory, as they selflessly serve your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Verse 36. If you're there, say amen. If you're not there, say please don't wait for me. Okay, let's read. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Touch the person next to you, say, go and do likewise. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Go and do likewise. This is the story of the Good Samaritan. I like how Luke gets into detail about it. Matthew and Mark, they just share a little bit about what it means to inherit eternal life. But Luke gets into detail about everything else. It's so wonderful to have Jay in here. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus, and including you, Jay. So Jesus gets into detail, Luke gets into detail about the story of the Good Samaritan. From verse 25, it says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus asked him in return, what is written in the law? He replies, how do you read it? 27, he answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 28, you have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. And I like how Jesus responds to him. He says, do this and you will live. He doesn't say, do it and you will inherit eternal life. He says, do it, and then you will live eternal life. Now, eternal life is displayed through the love of God. This man is an expert. He comes to Jesus and he asks Jesus, What can I do to inherit eternal life? And so many times we want to inherit eternal life. I think the best thing is to live eternal life out on a day-to-day basis. And it's not quite a complicated thing to do. It's very much easy. Love the Lord your God with all your strength, all your heart, all your mind. And don't keep that love to yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so this expert, he just makes it a little bit more complicated now. He asks another question. He asks Jesus, so who is my neighbor? Now the question is no longer about inheriting eternal life. He makes it a bit complicated. This thing is simple. Who is my neighbor? And then Jesus goes into a little bit of detail about who is his neighbor. And then he begins to tell a story about a man that was traveling. I'm not sure what kind of a man he was. I'm not sure whether he was a good man, an evil man. I'm not sure whether he was sober or he was drunk. But Jesus tells us that as this man was traveling, robbers came and they robbed him. They robbed him. They abused him. They saw him as a victim. Took his stuff, possibly they stabbed him. If there were guns, maybe they shot him. But they had the guy, and the guy was lying there helplessly. And so a priest comes by, Priest Vusi. So the guy, I think the guy was rushing to church, and you see this guy sleeping, like really helpless, hopeless, in pain. But he had a task. He had to go to church, he had to preach. I mean, God understands. So the guy moves, goes, he had to do what he had to do. And the second guy comes. The second guy was a Levite, possibly Francois, worship leader. So the worship leader passes by. And now there's a line that I like there. The Bible says, when they saw him, when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. When he saw, all of them saw the man. The priest saw the hurting man. The Levite saw the hurting man. But they passed him by. The robbers saw the hurting man. And they saw a victim. So everybody saw the man. And a man that was not really considered to be spiritual, considered to be a man of faith, to be a praying man, a Samaritan, not really churchy kind of a guy. But when this guy saw the hurting guy, when he saw, there was something that moved in him, something that said, no, it's not fair for a human being to be in pain like this. I must do something about it. I must do something about it. So he had all the resources. Possibly he had money, but what he had was the eye, his perspective. When he saw the man that was hurting there, there was something in him that moved that said, it cannot be. He was convicted and he was inspired to be the change that he wants to see. And I firmly believe in my heart, even if it was one of the robbers that was lying there hurting, that good Samaritan would have done good anyway because of his perspective, the way he approaches life, the way he sees life. And I think God is calling us to a place of compassion. He's calling us into a place of being sensitive to the needs of other people, especially the hurting, the broken, and the hopeless. And we cannot do this thing until we understand the love of God himself. And the Bible says that the love of God casts away all fear. And I also like what the Good Samaritan did. The Good Samaritan, he took the guy, he healed his wound, he had a bandage, he had, with the little bit that he had, he tried to help the guy. And then he took this guy. He didn't take this guy to the synagogue where people pray. He actually took this guy to a guy who's got a business. And in this business, this guy cares. Possibly he was a doctor. But this guy, the second guy, he saw the need in the society. And in his business, he would serve the needs of the people. So he didn't take the guy to the church. He didn't take, I'm going to bind you up and then I'm going to take you to the church because the priest is going to care for you. No, he took him to hospital. He took him to a place where people will be, you know, people will have compassion for him. People will be drawn to the healing of this guy. And I think God really, I'm very much convicted that God wants us to live in such a way that we connect people who are broken with people who are so much moved by the very love of God himself. Amen. And so the Good Samaritan did this. He was an ordinary guy. Ordinary guy just like you and me. There was no title, spiritual title. He was just a guy filled with the knowledge of the will of God, consciously or unconsciously. But he just knew in his heart that another human being cannot suffer like this while I am here to bring change. And so in the end of this story, Jesus asked the question, out of these three people, who do you think has done very well? Is it the priest who saw and actually walked on the other side? Or the Levite who saw the hurting man and did not consider him? Or is it the Good Samaritan that people are talking so bad about? They slander him. They gossip about him. Who is the best? And the expert of the law said, it's actually the Good Samaritan. And Jesus said to the expert of the law, go and do likewise. Let's not complicate life. Let's keep life simple. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Simple. Practice it. When you see people that are hurting, when you see people that are broken, find a way to encourage them. You may never know the stamp, the proof, the approval that goes through into eternity. You may never, never, never know. You may never know. I think God is challenging us tonight. There is a challenge tonight for us to go and act in love. It's not a coincidence that we have the team from Porch here today. It's not a coincidence that we have the team from Tennessee. It's not a coincidence that Amo is in Sri Lanka on a missions trip and Luke is in Malawi. It's not. And the mission trip doesn't end in George. Let it continue. Go back to Tennessee and do likewise. Go back to Potchefstroom and do likewise. Let the love of God, which is perfect, which casts away all fear, which hates everything that is evil, let it shine, let it be brighter and brighter, and let it be radiant through your life wherever you go. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to be super spiritual. It's simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, and all your mind. And don't keep it there. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Here's something beautiful about love. You are not too young to love. You are not too poor. You are not too old. You are not too rich. Everybody can love, including me and including you. And so today, let us all have that conviction and that inspiration to walk in love. God is calling us. Without us loving, the world will never know Jesus. We have. to walk in love. It's a demand. We have no choice but to walk in love. And tonight, before I end, I would really love to challenge you. I'd really love to challenge you. Say, Lord, help me. To love is not an easy thing to do. We need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And therefore tonight, I would love to challenge each and every one of us and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. Teach me to love you. But most importantly, teach me to love your people. Irrespective of the color of their skin, irrespective of their social status, teach me to love your people. Let's stand up on our feet. Therefore, tonight we would love to minister. Maybe you've been trusting God for that boldness to share about His love. Maybe you've been trusting God for that courage to share about His love. Tonight we are here, convicted by the love of God. I'd love to invite you to the front, and we would love to minister to you. As we enter into this atmosphere of worship, just think about how much God can use you through His love. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. And just begin to open up your mouth. Thank the Lord for His love. And if you really sense the need to come to the front, come. For the rest of us, let's lift up our hands unto the Lord. Give yourself. Give yourself. Surrender yourself. Let life be more than what we can do. Let life be more than what we can have. Let life begin with the love of God and let it end in the love of God. Just open up your mouth and say, Lord, help me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Receive the love of God. Receive it. Receive it. Go and do likewise. See the need. I pray tonight that your eyes will see the need. The perspective of compassion. The perspective of compassion for the needy, for the broken, for the hopeless. My prayer that the Lord will open your eyes. Possibly you are the answer in your family for the love of God to be known. Possibly you are the answer in your community, in your school, in the workplace. Let the Lord open your eyes and see the need for compassion. See the need for love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you for my brother who makes a commitment to pursue you and your perfect love. It's my prayer, Lord, that your love in his heart will bring joy and encouragement to the hopeless, the broken, in the dying world. Strengthen him as he surrenders his life to be known as your son. Strengthen him in the faith, strengthen him in the grace, and fill his mouth with the good word. In Jesus' mighty name.
You are good, God, Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. You are good, God, Father. That's who you are. That's who you are, that's who you are, and I'm loved by you. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. You are good, good Father. That's who you are, that's who you are. That's who you are, and I'm loved by you. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. You are good, good Father. Lift your voice and say, worship him now, and I'm loved by you. Lift your voice and sing it. Lift your voice and sing it. You are good, good Father. Oh, bless his name. Oh, worship him now. And I'm loved by you. Oh, yes, I. Oh. You are perfect in all of your ways. Oh, yes. You are perfect in all of your ways. Oh, God. Perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are, oh, yes. You are perfect in all of your ways. We bless your name. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are good, good Father. So you are. So you are. When I'm loved by you. Oh God, you are good, good Father. And I'm loved by you.
Father, it's my prayer tonight that our eyes will see your love, that we will see others through the eyes of your love. Help us, Lord. May we always do according to the demands of compassion, of love, of generosity and kindness. Holy Spirit, teach us the truth about love. We humble ourselves before you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rizzi. That is officially the end of the service. If you want to stay and just be in God's presence as long as the band is here, you're welcome to. Otherwise, please join us for some coffee and tea. May you be blessed and have a great week.